The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 147, listener feedback number 16. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items. They got DVDs, CDs, prints, ties, everything you might want. Even the Way Back to Mayberry, the Mayberry Bible Study books, is there. So drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and support Two Chairs No Waiting. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. I want to thank all of you for your support. Thank you to the Mayberry Band as well. Wow, it's great to be back in Mayberry with you guys again this week. It's been a whole week since we've been together. Well, for me, if you're listening to the podcast, you could have listened to the last episode a few minutes ago, but here we are again, and it is so fun to get together. We've got about 12 people in the live chat room where they're able to visit with one another, and I encourage you guys, if you have an opportunity, to spend some time with us on Monday nights at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and you can be in the chat room and visit with some of the other fans of the show and other just really Mayberry fans. They come in here and we have a great time visiting with one another for about an hour, which includes the recording of the podcast, plus just a lot of visiting and having fun. So I definitely encourage you to be there, because these are the folks that you're going to hear from some of them tonight, because we're having listener feedback number 16. This is our listener feedback episode. The last 3 weeks, you've had a guest host, Floyd Lawson. He was here with you. And I want to thank Floyd for taking time out of his busy schedule to appear here as the host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And I hope you guys enjoyed him being around and visiting with us. But we've got a lot of great feedback from listeners, and I've been neglecting those because we've had several different podcasts running around. So I want to just read through some of these and also hear some. We've got several voicemails that we'll be hearing here in your comments and your thoughts about just different things related to the podcast. So let's get right into them. So here we go. First one is from Andrew Lewis. And Andrew wrote in, said, "Dear Alan, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I have an idea for the podcast that you could do. I think that you should do a podcast devoted to your favorite Andy Griffith Show episodes. I know I'm very curious about what your favorite episodes are. I also have a question. Besides Floyd, who is your favorite character? Keep up the good work." And as Andy Taylor would say, it's good. So thanks, Andy. This is Andy Lewis who wrote in, and I appreciate that. We may do that. We may try to do some, what is a favorite episode? The problem I have trying to come up with favorite episode of the Andy Griffith Show is that it changes depending on what the last episode I watched was, pretty much. Because, you know, there's so many great episodes. It's really hard to nail down even a top 5 or 10 list of episodes. But I may try to do that. I may try to run through them and just share those with you. That might be fun. I'd like to hear from you guys. You could write me at floyd@imayberry.com and tell me what your favorite episodes are. That'd be fun to hear from you guys as well. Or call in, even better. Call in and tell us about your favorite episode, and we'll play that on some podcast. That'd be great. And we could hear your voice. Just pick one, if you can, and just call in at 888-684-8415 and leave your message about your favorite episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Make sure you tell me that in the beginning of your voicemail, and we'll have an episode with a bunch of people telling about their favorite episodes. And if you have a lot of folks giving the same episode, you know, we'll pick and choose, but I got a feeling there'll be several that'll be repeats, but definitely would like to hear from you about that. My favorite episode right now, it varies, you know, Convicts at Large. I love that episode. I love Floyd. I love Barney in that episode. You know, those guys are just, the best, you know, and you have lines like these.
Lord, Al, if those hamburgers are ruined, I won't be responsible.
You know, that kind of stuff with Floyd, I love that episode. Now, that was the episode right before Howard McNear had his stroke. So that was the last episode we really saw Floyd bouncing around and really moving a lot. So that's probably my favorite episode right now. My favorite character is Barney. There's no doubt. Barney is just hilarious. Of course, I love Floyd. I got a special part of my heart for him. But Barney's always been my favorite. So anyway, thanks, Andy, for writing in. Let's go on and hear from Lancey. Lancey wrote in and had this to say about the Jim Neighbors Back Home Again in Indiana, episode number 137 of Two Chairs, No Waitings. He said this. He said, Alan, I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed the interview with Jim Neighbors. Thanks so much for putting that on your site. He's such a great guy. I didn't know about your website until someone mentioned it on Jim's fan site guest book. Thanks, Lancey. So, Lancey, thank you for writing in and commenting about that episode. It was a great episode, and I was so thankful that I was given permission to be able to use the interview with Jim Neighbors and just a little bit about him singing there at the Indianapolis 500 every year. So if you hadn't heard that one, it's episode number 137. You can go to twochairsnowaiting.com and go back and listen to the episode with Jim Neighbors. It's been one of our most listened to episodes, and it's by far one of the most watched video episodes. In case you don't know, this is an audio podcast because you're listening, I'm assuming, but there's also a video version of the exact same podcast that you're hearing. There's a video version where I'll show pictures, have images or, you know, whatever I'm talking about. I try to have things that are relevant that I'm showing you. And mainly you get to just look at me as I talk, sitting behind a microphone. But there are things on there. Now, that Jim Neighbors episode on YouTube was one of the most watched episodes so far that was video. A lot of people have watched that, and it's probably because it's Jim Neighbors and people were searching for him. But thanks, Lancey, for writing in. Next up, we got another email from Chris. This is Chris Shaver. He's writing in about the Graskills interviews. Now, those were done on episode number 133 and 134. He says, thanks so much for the Graskills interview. I purchased the album off of iTunes as soon as I was able. I took that album, some selected Dillard's tunes, and Andy Griffith's American Original album, and made an Andy Griffith playlist for my iPod. My daughter, 7, son 3, love it. That's all they want to listen to. Favorites are Boy, Giraffes Are Selfish, Flop-Eared Mule, Cindy, Dooley, and Stay All Night. The kids especially love the ones that they can dance to. Even our Black Lab Henry joins in and sings, along with the Andy Griffith Show theme. Just thought I'd share one way in which our family shares Mayberry spirit. Thanks for all you do. In that respect, peace, Chris. Chris, wow, thanks for writing in with that. That's great. It's always great. I always hear people asking me, you know, is there like a limit to the ages that we have for fans in the Andy Griffith Show? And you know, you're talking about Cindy. This is Andy singing it, but you're talking about Cindy and the Dooley and all these other great songs that you were talking about. You know, that's just great to know that you got a kid, two kids, 7 and 3, that are going to be Mayberry fans, hopefully, and be raised right. So you're doing a good job, Chris. So keep it up, and thank you for riding in. I appreciate it. All right. So next up, we've got John Foster. He says, I love the episode Convicts at Large. Wow, that's coincidence, because so do I. You know, it's my favorite Floyd episode. So many classic lines. I just love how Floyd is oblivious to the danger around him. I picture him swinging that banana peel to the music. Great info in the song, Alan, and love it. Now, what he's talking about, if you'll remember, that was Poor Butterfly. It's episode number 132 of the podcast. And let's see here. I think I've got a clip I can play for you right here.
This Barney, is You're a good dancer. You're very light on your feet.
So that's Poor Butterfly playing in the background. Floyd sitting on the couch there, if you'll remember. This is from episode number one. That's where she hit Floyd over the head with a vase and turned off Poor Butterfly. So let's go ahead and bring that down. But that was Poor Butterfly, and here's the version from Beanie Goodman. And we found out in that episode number 132 about Poor Butterfly. So if you haven't heard that, definitely go back and listen. You'll hear this music on the Andy Griffith Show in other episodes as well, and referred to later on. And if you hear all the podcasts, we talk about that as well. Paul Mulick had written to tell us about that. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that. I hope you like it. And next up, we've got a iTunes feedback. So let me, I'll just leave that playing in the background as I talk. How about that? I just like the music. So let's go and see here. Let's see. This is from Hidden Mickey. He wrote into iTunes and voted for the podcast in iTunes, wrote a review. I invite you to do that. If you subscribe through iTunes, please go to the podcast website in iTunes and write a review. Tell everybody if you like the show or if you don't like the show, you can put that too, but I'd prefer that you like it. But he wrote in and said, Hidden Mickey 007 wrote in and said, I emailed Alan to tell him about a new Andy Griffith Show trivia app that I made for the iPhone and found the podcast. This super podcast is a real gem and fun for the family, for any fan, I'm sorry. I listened once and couldn't get enough. Now I'm catching up on back episodes and continuing to enjoy this true five-star excellent podcast. Thank you, Alan, for the weekly dose of Mayberry joy. And that's, we actually have I didn't realize this as I was getting ready, but we actually have a voicemail from that same person. So I think we'll go ahead and play that. Let me fade out our music here. But I want to thank him for taking time to go to iTunes and voting for the podcast. So as long as we're at it, let's hear. Here is Mike Jones. That's who had written in there. Here is a voicemail from Mike talking about his app on the iTunes App Store. So here he is.
Hey, Alan. This is Michael Jones from Helena, Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. I'm the guy that sent you an email a few days back about my new Andy Griffith Show iTunes trivia app. And I wanted to call and tell you that I started to listen to the podcast, and I had no idea that it was around. I'm really, really glad I found it. I listened to episode 141, the interview with Jim Clark and Ken Beck, and I thought that was fantastic. I've started to listen to some more of the podcasts and cue those up on my iPhone as I go to run. So you've got a new loyal fan. I love the show, and I really, really enjoy it. I think it's fantastic. The quality is great. The content is super, and it's perfect. I love it. I'm hooked. Have a great evening, and it's getting late, so I've got to go chase the pink elephants out of Otis's cell.
Chasing the pink elephants out of Otis's cell. Mike, thank you for calling in. Thank you for going over to iTunes and reviewing the podcast. I really do appreciate that, and you taking the time. Now, Mike does have an iTunes app, and I'll have links in the show notes. There's a free version as well as a paid version, a pro version of his iTunes app. So I want to encourage you to go give it a try. If you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, or I guess it'll work on an iPad, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I know it will because I remember looking. You'll be able to go and play a trivia game. It's basically a trivia game about the Andy Griffith Show. The free version is you can only play the timed trivia, So it gives you a time limit, and you have to try to answer as many questions as you can. And I think there's about 300 questions. I believe the paid version, you get some extra. You can play it at your own speed. You don't have to actually be playing the game. So anyway, Mike, good luck on the iTunes app, your iPhone app, iPod app, and I hope it goes well. Thanks for keeping the Mayberry spirit alive yourself. All right, so we got some feedback on Facebook as well. Now, Facebook, I don't know how many of you guys go there, but there is a website for a Facebook page for Two Chairs No Waiting. If you go to facebook.com/two chairs, you'll find it. And you can follow me and follow the podcast there on the site. And fans interact with each other, and it's a lot of fun. as long as we're talking about those kind of things, there's also a Twitter. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see both the link to the Facebook fan page and to follow me on Twitter. And I've been trying to post things about 3 or 4 times a day on Twitter that are just random websites that are related to the Andy Griffith Show around the web. I've been doing the imayberry.com website for a long time. I'm not even quite sure. I believe it was about 1993 when I started. So it's been a long time, 18 years. So there are a lot of things on that website and a lot of things out on the web that you may not know about that are still relevant to the Andy Griffith Show. So follow me on Twitter and you'll see some of those things. And I post some of them on Facebook as well, but I'm using those two things a little differently. So from Facebook, we had Keaton Hatch wrote in, said, I enjoy the video podcast this week. She said, thanks for sharing photos on the video. Wow, they look like the real house from the show. She's talking about the Taylor Home Inn. I've been showing the last several weeks pictures from the Taylor Home Inn up in Wisconsin. Marcia was gracious enough to host Jan and myself there, and I've been showing pictures. They're amazing. If you haven't seen them, there's links. There will be a link on the on this podcast, and there's been a link the last 3 weeks to pictures that are on the Facebook fan page of our trip to the Taylor Home Inn. I definitely encourage you. She said she also goes and say it's cool that you got to meet Howard's son. Talking about Howard McNear, I got to meet him, and it is cool. That is great. Do you know, do they still have some of Floyd's wardrobe from the show? There are many props used in the show that are still around, and I know they have a lot of them at the new Andy Griffith Museum, things like the gel keys and things like that, but do they have any of Floyd's props from the show? I was wondering if you could do, and she goes on to ask, I was wondering if you could do more shows talking about Aunt B as well as maybe RFD. Just some thoughts. Enjoy the podcast. All right. Well, Keaton, yes, they do have some memorabilia from Floyd. Kit does. But it is mostly from Gunsmoke. I didn't see too much related to the Andy Griffith Show. They had a badge, a little badge that they'd given, small. They gave it to all the cast members when the show ended. And Kit has one of those. And he had the newspaper from Convicts at Large. He has that where it says local barber captures escaped convicts. And I'm looking up. I got a copy of it hanging on my wall here that I'm reading it. But it was the Mayberry Gazette, and he has the original paper. He has the paper from the show. Now, I don't know if he has any of Floyd's barber coats or scissors or anything like that, but that's interesting. I ought to write him and ask him. Because that is interesting and great thinking there. Let's see. And I think that's all you ask about, but I don't know about that. So, and going on with Aunt B and maybe RFD, we may very well do some episodes about that, especially the Aunt B. And Marcia, we got a voicemail a little later from her, and we'll hear what she has to say about that as well. Next up is Kenneth Anderson. He and his wife, Linda. He says, my wife Linda and I had a great visit with Alan and Jan at the Taylor Home Inn. So we're talking about the Taylor Home Inn again. Those pictures, again, you can find them at facebook.com/twochairs. Look at there's links there, I believe. And if not, you'll see the link at twochairsnowaiting.com. The link's there. So he goes on to say what a great couple they are. It was morning dear and morning honey the entire time we were there, and not one cup or saucer was flying at each other. Ken says, I even got my hair cut and sideburns came out even from Floyd. Yeah, he did. Of course, one eyebrow is now higher than the other. Well, you know, what can I do if one lid is longer than the other? So anyway, thanks Ken for writing in. We have one final one from Facebook. Jason Carter said, hey Alan, the show is great. Talking about the podcast, I just finished catching up on all 146 episodes. So I had a lot of time listening to your voice, and it doesn't get old. Thank you, Jason. That's very kind of you. Keep up the good work. Will you be at Mayberry Days this year? Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be there. Yes, I'm planning on being at Mayberry Days. All right, well, let's go on and hear from some of you guys. This is running long. All these always seem to run long. So let's hear from the first, next up voicemail is from Jimmy, Dickey, and Alma. What?
Hey, Alan, this is Jimmy, Dickey, and a.k.a. Aunt B, Alma, from Mayberry, North Carolina. Great interview with Priority Talk on WXJC. We hope to see you in Mayberry before long. Have a great day.
Wow, thanks for calling in. And Alma at the Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy, North Carolina. That was obviously not Alma, but thanks for calling in. And they must have been listening to the episodes 144, 145, and 146 that Floyd hosted for me that were interviews of myself. You know, I didn't feel like I should host my own interview, so I let Floyd host those episodes, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And thanks. I'm glad you did enjoy it and called in to tell me so. Next up, we got Joe Swan. And he's going to talk a little bit about a Bible study.
Hi, Alan. This is Joe Swan. I've been listening to your podcast for pretty much since the beginning. Discovered it pretty soon after you started and went back and caught three or four episodes that I'd missed. And I really enjoy it. It's something I look forward to every week. And even when I get behind due to vacation or getting busy at work or something, it's something I look forward to catching up to. So just wanted to tell you that. I also have been reading The Way Back to Mayberry by Joey Fan, and have really enjoyed that, and just making the assumption that Mr. Fan listens to your podcast, so I wanted to express my appreciation to him this way that for his book. And didn't know if you ever get a chance to talk to him and maybe could get him to elaborate more than what he does in his introduction on how he got started doing the Bible studies and such as that. So, but that's just something that I've really enjoyed reading. I've done one a day for the last month, and I'm coming up on the end of it, and I'm kind of sorry to see the end of the book. But anyway, keep it up, and you and all fellow Mayberry fans, hope you have a good week.
Hey, Joe, thanks for riding in. And Joey Fan is a great guy. He lives right here in Huntsville, right where I live. The funny thing is, I only usually see him in Mayberry, at Mount Airy, North Carolina, at Mayberry Days. Very rarely see him in Huntsville. But he has agreed to be on the podcast. I just got to wrangle him down and set up a time to get with him. So he will be on the podcast. Now, you're talking about the Mayberry Bible study. Throwing this out there, I am very much considering doing a Mayberry Bible study. So I'm going to try to do the 16 public domain episodes. We'll only do one podcast per week of the Mayberry Bible study. It'll be a Bible study. The podcast will be. It'll be about an hour long, each one. But I'm wanting to try to do that. So if you're interested, please email me at floyd@imayberry.com because I want to fix it so you guys will be able to call in and be part of the podcast, and we'll be able to have discussions during the show. We'll record it and have it available for fans and people to listen to later. So we'll work out how to do that exactly. I want to do an episode probably pretty soon, within probably the next 2 weeks, probably a week from this coming weekend. So be getting with me if you're hearing this while it's new. Otherwise, be looking for it because I'm planning on releasing a Mayberry Bible Study podcast. So just keep that in mind, and we'll be basing it off of BarneyFife.com, which is Joey Fan's website. There are lessons there that you can listen, that you can download and use to teach your own Bible study. So we'll talk more about it later, but keep that in mind. Finally, as I need to get this wrapped up, we got one more voicemail coming in from Marsha from up at the Taylor Home Inn. We've been talking about it all night, so here she is.
Alan, this is Marsha, and we have Kathy and Steve here at the Taylor Home Inn, and we just figured that we should call since they're at Aunt Bee's house, and I'm going to feed them an Aunt Bee breakfast tomorrow, and we were wondering if you could tell us anything about her earliest years when she was a theater actress. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Marsha, it's good. Thank you for calling me. She's calling in. She's talking about Kathy and Steve. The Hinckleys, they're usually in the chat room on Monday nights as well. So, and Marsha, and they all happen to be in here tonight. So it's good to have you, and thanks for calling. Aunt Bee's career. Oh, yeah. I have got a lot of information about Aunt Bee's career. And so far, I've had you call. I had one more that I read tonight, a comment about people would like to know more about her. So I will try to do a podcast. I have a lot of information, but it's mostly very, it's not overly entertaining. So it's just a lot of information. So I might have to figure out a way to make it interesting rather than just she attended Briarwood Educational Center, whatever, wherever it was. So, but I have a lot of information about Francis, and we will do a podcast about that maybe even next week. So keep listening. All right, folks, that's all I'm going to try to suffer you through tonight. Thank you so much for coming and being just a part of our little corner here of Mayberry. I'd love to hear from you so you can be a part of one of these episodes. You can call me at 888-684-8415. If you don't get the number, it's right there at twochairsnowaiting.com. And you can find the phone number right there and give me a call. You can also leave comments while you're at twochairsnowaiting.com. On any of the podcast episodes, you can leave a comment and I will see it. Or you can go to facebook.com/twochairs, leave comments there, and email me at floyd@imaybury.com. Any of those ways, I'd love to hear from you because I love getting feedback from you guys. So that I know I'm not just sitting here talking into this mic and nobody's out there listening. So folks, again, thank you for coming. Sorry we ran long. It's about 25, 26 minutes in. But, you know, when you start talking the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry, it is just so hard to calm down and quit talking, especially when you got fans and friends of the Andy Griffith Show calling and writing in. It's just great to hear your voices. And thanks again for coming. And we'll see you guys next week on the next episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks. Oh, man. Thank you to the Mayberry band, too. Bye, folks.